This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 101st birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his Samadhi in Delhi this morning. Former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, BJP National Working President Nitin Nabin, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, several Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, MLAs also paid floral tributes to the late Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee a short while ago. Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve as a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. On the occasion of the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the Abhyuday Madhya Pradesh Growth Summit was organised in Gwalior. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah, addressing the gathering, appreciated the development initiatives and governance efforts of the Madhya Pradesh government. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal today inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the media, the Delhi Chief Minister hailed it as a major scheme for the needy and working people in the city, where they can have a meal for just 5 rupees. She informed that 45 canteens have started operating today, while the remaining 55 canteens will open in the next 15 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. Addressing Sansad Khel Mahotsav through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said it is providing the country with thousands of talented athletes. The Prime Minister said the scale of the Sansad Khel Mahotsav has grown significantly and also its impact.
Aaj Sansad Khel Mahotsav एक जन आंदोलन बन चुका है. देश भर में 290 से अधिक सांसदों की इस कार्यक्रम का योजना करना, लाखों नौजवानों को जोड़ना और 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा युवा खिलाड़ियों द्वारा इसमें रजिस्ट्री करवाना देश के हर कोने की हिस्सेदारी है और शहरों से लेकर गांव तक हर पृष्ठभूमि के युवाओं की सहभागिता ये दिखाता है इसका स्केल कितना बड़ा है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Odisha stands at the threshold of becoming completely free from Naxalism, highlighting a significant milestone achieved towards a Naxal-free Bharat. The minister said that in a major operation in Kandhamal, Odisha, 6 Naxalites, including Central Committee member Ganesh Uike, have been neutralized so far. He also stated that the government is resolved to eliminate Naxalism before 31st of March 2026. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields, including bravery, sports and social service. The ministry informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and the youth in a national-level programme on Veer Bal Divas. The Navi Mumbai International Airport commenced commercial flight operations from today, marking a key milestone for India's civil aviation sector. The airport is also expanding air travel capacity for the Mumbai metropolitan region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.